Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. This is Jasmine returning your call for Home Care Services, sir. How can I help you today?
I was just curious as to how you get somebody connected with the home care.
So basically, we check to see, is this for yourself or someone you know?
It's for my mom.
So we check to see if she's eligible for the referral, and if she is, we'll submit the referral and get her started. What kind of health insurances does she have?
Humana and the red, white, and blue card. I think A and B and
Okay. And are you going to be the caregiver to get paid to take care of her?
Yeah.
She could assign a friend, family, any trusted loved one. Yes.
Yeah. Me.
Okay. It's going to be you. Okay. 1 second.
How long does this process take to kick in?
Anywhere between 10 to 15 business days. Not it depends on what type of insurance is, because the insurance has to come out and do an in-home assessment that we could schedule. What's your mom's first and last name so I can see what she has?
Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
And her date of birth?
3443.
And what county does she reside in?
Philadelphia, PA.
And what's your name, sir?
Kevin Henderson.
And you're the son. 1 second, sir. Let me see what she has. I'll check for you real quick. Do you know if she has any state insurance, like Medicaid?
I believe she does, but I don't know what she got.
I'm going to check for you right now, because if she has Medicaid, it's a lot quicker. Because Medicaid is the program that's covering the services.
Yeah.
So give me 1 second. Her birthday's March 4, 1943. So your mom has Medicaid, but it's inactive, Kevin. All that means is that either she missed a recertification day, either she missed a call from her service coordinator to go over paperwork, either she didn't submit paperwork on time, so they closed it. I'm going to give you the information you need so that we can get it open back up so that Medicaid can pay for this and you can be her caregiver, okay?
All right. Would you rather give me a phone number or something?
Yes. And do you have a minute so that we can place the call to the broker for Medicaid and get you online, well, get your mom online for that in-home assessment?
Well, I'm not home right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can be online, but she.
It would be you. I'm going to give you the information that you need to assist her through this. Okay?
Hey, miss, could you text it to me, because I don't have a way to take the information down.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to submit the referral. I'm going to have one of our reps here at Family First Care get a hold of you. What time time to reach you?
Probably tomorrow morning or something.
Okay, and what's your mom's address, sir?
168 West Cheltenham Avenue.
You said West what?
Cheltenham Avenue.
Cheltenham Avenue?
Yes.
And the zip code, sir?
19120.
And would you like to list an emergency contact number, or is this going to be the one, your number?
It's going to be my number.
Okay. And what's Ms. Gladys's phone number?
215-800-7634.
All right. I'm going to see if the service coordinators can get a hold of you tomorrow to further you along in the process. All right, Kevin, welcome to Family First. My name is Jasmine, okay? They'll be in touch.
Awesome.
All right, sir, bye-bye.